Welcome to the final week of our special edition series of the BCC Pod. As we come to the end of our Lenten journey, we take this time to pause, reflect, wrestle, and seek the grace of God in our lives. Over the past 6 weeks, we have explored the seven deadly sins, not just as abstract concepts, but as real struggles that shape our hearts, relationships, and faith. This week, we conclude our series with wrath, the fire that burns within us, the anger that smolders, waiting to ignite. Wrath is more than just rage. It's resentment. It's vengeance. It's the refusal to let go. It's the burning belief that justice must come on our terms and that we must be the ones to make things right. We see its destruction time after time in Scripture. Cain, consumed by jealousy and anger, let wrath lead him to murder his own brother. Moses, overwhelmed by frustration, let his temper cost him the promised land. Jonah, sulking in bitterness, let his resentment overshadow God's mercy. And what about us? How often do we nurse our anger, feeding the flames of resentment? How often do we let bitterness settle in, convincing ourselves we are justified? Scripture warns us of this in Ephesians 4. It says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." The longer we hold on to our grudges, the deeper they take root. Let's take a moment to pause. Do you tend to let anger fester? Are there places in your life where wrath has taken hold, keeping you from peace? At its core, wrath deceives us. It makes us feel powerful, even righteous. We tell ourselves, "I am only standing up for what's right. I am defending justice. I am protecting myself." But in reality, wrath is a prison. The more we let it control us, the more we're bound by it. James 1 verse 20 tells us plainly, "Human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." Our wrath cannot bring about true justice. Only God can. And our anger isolates us. It poisons friendships. It destroys families. It keeps us from joy, peace, and reconciliation. Wrath pushes us into bitterness and away from the healing grace of God. Let's take another moment to reflect. Ask yourself, is my anger serving righteousness or is it serving my own wounded pride? Is my anger leading to restoration or is it pushing me toward destruction? If anyone had the right to wrath, it was Jesus. Betrayed, mocked, beaten, nailed to a cross. And yet, his response? "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Even in his suffering, he chose mercy over vengeance. Even in his pain, he chose love over anger. To be Christ-like is to surrender our wrath, to trust that justice belongs to God, not us. In Romans, we're reminded, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord." Forgiveness does not mean condoning wrongdoing, and it does not mean forgetting the pain. but it frees us from bitterness, from resentment, from the chains of anger that bind us. God alone restores what anger never could. Let's take one final moment as we pause to reflect. Where is God calling you to surrender your wrath? Who in your life do you need to forgive, even if only in your heart? What anger are you holding on to that is holding you back? As we close, let's pray. Lord, soften our hearts. Quench the flames of our wrath. Teach us the power of your peace. May we not be ruled by vengeance, but by the mercy that you have shown us. Let us trust in your justice and walk in the grace of forgiveness. Amen. This week, release one grudge. Offer forgiveness, even if only in your heart. If anger arises, pause. Before you react, pray. And seek the peace of Christ in moments where wrath tempts you to strike. And as we conclude in our Lenten season together, one last time, may you remember, God is near to the humble. He lifts up the lowly. And in his kingdom, the last shall be first. Thank you for joining with us in this season of Lent. Grace and peace.